It isn't the number of tropical storms or hurricanes that 2018 will be remembered by. For the second year in a row, it was more about where they developed, how strong they became, and unfortunately, who was in their path. It all began on May 21st when meteorologists Jeff Huffman and Cindy O'Quinn were already watching a very warm Gulf of Mexico.
Hurricane season may be more than a week away, but we're already watching the Gulf for possible development.
We're continuing to track subtropical storm Alberto. I'm meteorologist.
This was the fourth season in a row we've had pre-season
activity. Storm surge watch for 2 to 4 foot storm surge.
This one, of course, was a heavy rain threat.
That's 3 days straight of off and on heavy rain.
Alberto made landfall near Laguna Beach on May 28th, producing significant flooding and claiming 8 lives from the Florida Panhandle to the Mid-Atlantic.
The next on the list would be Beryl.
After a quiet June, Hurricanes Beryl and Chris formed in July, and tropical storms Debbie and Ernesto in August.
Not expected to affect the U.S. at all.
But they all stayed out to sea or dissipated.
Not a threat to Florida either as it moves towards the British Isles.
This is when meteorologist Jeff Huffman noticed the waters in the Atlantic were behaving differently this year.
The main development region, where a lot of the big storms develop every year in August, September, and October, that could stay unusually quiet. But that doesn't mean we can't get a storm closer to home in the Gulf, the Caribbean, the Western Atlantic.
And sure enough, there was trouble brewing in September, beginning with a very wet Labor Day in Florida.
A washout it was in South Florida.
All eyes are on Gordon in the Gulf of Mexico.
All about the central Gulf Coast states where Gordon is heading next.
2 to 4 feet potential.
Gordon was one of those rain with a name type storms. Certainly there was some wind.
The tropical storm went on to cause $250 million worth of flood-related damages from the Gulf Coast to the Midwest, which pales in comparison to what happened next.
Hurricane Florence is rapidly intensifying and expected.
Before Gordon, the F-storm was already on a 14-day journey across the Atlantic, a trek that would eventually slow to a catastrophic crawl through the Carolinas.
16 inches of rain
still
to fall.
Three Facebook Lives ago, that corridor from Raleigh down to just north of Wilmington is where I'm concerned.
Florence was the wettest tropical cyclone on record in both South and North Carolina, where several rivers recorded all-time crests in the days that followed. Damage estimates were at $18 billion. It claimed 53 lives. The next five storms, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, and Leslie, did not affect the United States. Michael, however, became a major threat with less than 5 days' notice.
Many of you have one more sleep tonight before you need to decide to do something about
Michael
this hurricane.
Michael is now the seventh hurricane.
It is now
expected to be a major
season.
Category 3 hurricane before landfall.
Prepare today. Finish that hurricane plan. Listen to authorities if you're in the
Hurricane Michael was the strongest storm ever recorded in the Florida Panhandle, and it was the third most intense, in terms of pressure, to hit the U.S.
The storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
With a storm surge of up to 19 feet and winds of up to 155 miles an hour, the storm claimed 60 lives and caused an estimated $15 billion in damage. The final two storms of the 2018 season, Nadine and Oscar, did not affect any land areas. Little solace, though, to the Florida Panhandle, which will be rebuilding for months or even years. For Jeff Huffman and Cindy O'Quinn, I'm Forrest Smith for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.